In 2020, Lehigh County had 5 child fatalities that were a result of abuse or neglect. 4 of those were infants. That's the highest number of deaths in Lehigh in the last 5 years, based on state figures. Paula Griffin is the county's director of Children and Youth Services. She says it's not clear there's a direct connection between the rise in deaths last year and the pandemic.
It's really hard to say. It's hard to know.
But Griffin says the number of referrals, reported cases of abuse and neglect, dropped by roughly 2,000 in 2020 compared with the year before.
When the pandemic first began last March, we saw a steady decline in referrals to our agency because kids were not in school, and schools are one of our largest referral sources.
And that drop wasn't unique to Lehigh. Jenny Knoll is a professor at Penn State and the director of the Child Maltreatment Solutions Network. She says with a lot of kids out of contact with, quote, common reporters, like teachers and physicians, child abuse and neglect reporting rates generally went down across the nation. But Knoll says that doesn't mean abuse wasn't happening.
It just means we might not be seeing it, it might not be reported.
Knoll says she's spoken with county social services officials across the state who say that the cases that make it to the child welfare system now tend to be more severe.
And we actually see cases of infant death and cases of severe abuse and neglect resulting in deaths even on the rise during COVID.
According to public data from the state, as of September 30th, Northampton County has had no child fatalities due to abuse or neglect. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.